This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio, Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City. We have a great show for you tonight, competing with the Oscars tonight. Nobody's watching the
Who's
Oscars.
Who's Oscar? Oh.
They're, yeah, that's the way I
thought we had
it.
A new driver on the grid.
And this John Massengill, that was Les Kaiser. And
wow, winning.
Yeah, that's a good stereotype of the way I feel about Hollywood. We also have Mr. Jonathan Green on the line all the way from New Zealand. Mr. Jonathan, what's up, dude?
How are ya? Can you hear me?
We got you, buddy. Loud
oh,
and clear.
Yeah.
All righty.
Well, let me run down what we got on the show tonight. We have, I'm really excited because, as you know, we've got coming to Austin, Circuit of the Americas in 2 weeks. We got the World Endurance Championship coming back.
Yeah.
And coming to drive in the World Endurance Championship, we have an interview with factory Aston Martin driver Alex Lynn coming up here in a few minutes, and really excited about that. Also, Austin is full of race car drivers right now because IndyCar is testing this week.
Why isn't this studio full of them?
I know. I think a bunch of them are flying
They're getting barbecue right now.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, they just got here. It's dinner time. But yeah, they're getting set up right now. They're going to have a media day tomorrow, and then they're going to have testing Tuesday and Wednesday out of COTA.
That's right.
And it's supposed to be kind of miserable weather here in Austin, just like it was today. So
it is. And, somebody was asking me about that. If you've already got your IndyCar tickets for the event coming up, you get free access to this testing. Otherwise, it's like $10 or $20 or something. I'll look for the real price on that if you don't already have your tickets. But just buy your tickets and get into this free. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jonathan, you're missing it by a week. You're going to be home in a week. You're missing IndyCar test, buddy.
I know, I'm really bummed about it, especially as the biggest story here in New Zealand is Scott McLaughlin, the current supercar champion from New Zealand.
I know, that's actually a really big deal, isn't it? He's a pretty young guy, right? Mid-20s or something?
He's 25, and that's what's exciting is that he's now been back-to-back winner of the Aussie V8, so of course the Kiwis love that, to beat the Aussies at their own game. But the bottom line is he drives for Penske, and Penske offered him a test a couple of weeks ago, and he was so good that he's now entering the Indy Grand Prix, the road.
We lost Jonathan there.
Uh-oh.
We'll get him back here. But, the test at COTA, the open test on 11th and 12th, February 11th, 12th, Tuesday, Wednesday, is going to be streamed on the IndyCar website. I think you can go there and look. I'm looking right now, but I know they're going to stream it, so go to their website, and I don't know if it's probably be YouTube. But Jonathan, we lost you there for a second.
That's all right. I fell out the window, but I'm back.
and if you don't know, the reason Jonathan's down in New Zealand is because he's down there doing the Toyota Racing Series, and he's going to give us a full update. That's really heating up. In fact, you know what? What's the clock like, Jonathan? Why don't you talk about the Toyota Racing Series right now?
Yeah, okay, well, we're 4 weeks into it, which means we're one event away from finishing. So we've only got three races left, But it's been a humdinger of a season. We've had perfect weather on both the South Island and the North Island. And we're back in Auckland now before we head to Toyota's headquarters at Palmerston North, which is also on the North Island. But right now, it's come down to the wire, just 8 points between the defending champion, Liam Lawson, and the man who's given us all hope, the greatest gamer in the world, Gran Turismo's world champion, Igor Fraga from Brazil. Ah, so cool.
That is a cool. Yeah, talk about this guy. So he's a gamer. He's kind of the Jan Maldenborough kind of story.
Well, yeah, but he's exactly that. Jan Maldenborough came down here and was runner-up in the championship a few years ago. Funnily enough, I think Jan was here when Alex Lynn was down here. So, yeah, but so Gran Turismo or the Nissan Academy was what Jan Maldenborough won, right? And that was purely for gaming, right? But this is different because he's won the Gran Turismo World Championship twice. Then he went to the McLaren Shadow competition, which was basically a made-for-TV gaming show. He won that as well.
I think we lost Jonathan again, but...
You know, I was talking to somebody just recently about all the gaming. And, you know, I told him about the event we had around Formula One, and I said, no, it's legitimately making it to the track. The gaming and the simulators are that good that general public gets to. I mean, we've seen it for years.
Yeah.
You know, the big giant rigs that the teams are using, but these are the ones that are, you know, you're getting at Best Buy or Amazon, wherever, and setting it up at home that it is a quality experience.
Yeah, viable path. Well, Jonathan, we lost you there for a second, but that's a cool story, man, that this guy came through this, you know, gaming hybrid, I guess you'd call it, but he's obviously very good because he's in contention to win.
Yeah, and he is in contention to win. And here's the big story. He's actually sponsored by Gran Turismo. So Sony PlayStation are paying for his actual real live drive. And they're going to take him to FIA F3 to take on Lawson all season. So he's now against Logan Sargeant in the real deal.
Oh, that is very cool. And his name is Igor Fraga, I-G-O-R, Igor Fraga, F-R-A-G-A. And yeah, you got to check this guy out.
Now that is smart marketing.
Yeah.
That is really smart marketing.
Oh, are you kidding?
Well, he's going to continue to do simulator work. And he's going to continue to be an ambassador for Sony and PlayStation. I was even, as you know, Les, I was bound to ask him the question. I said, what do you use? I said, do I get a Fanatec? And he said, oh, yeah, that's very good. But I said, for my PlayStation, I use the Thrustmaster. I said, well, that's half the price. And he said, well, I'm world champion.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, some of these guys, like Connor Daly told us that he likes to use a controller, like on the Xbox, but he plugged it into his PC. So, you know, the gear, you know, having the top gear may not be what it takes to win. I mean, that you don't have to, I guess.
No, it's a bit like me. All the gear and no idea.
All hat and no cattle. There we go.
That's it.
There you go, Les. That is it. There you go.
You know, some of the things that are going on with that, I mean, to me, you're just still astounding. But Jonathan, so he, you know, became the champion. He's, you know, apparently doing well in your neighborhood now.
I think we lost him again.
He's not a loss for words. We know that.
We have a bad connection to New Zealand tonight. But obviously he's doing well. He's in the battle. He's in second place right now. If you look at the standings, they had him up. If you're watching on social media, you had it up on the screen, but he's number two right now behind Liam Lawson. Liam Lawson has 286 points. Fraga has 278. And then the next one down, Franco Colapinto, is 239.
But, you know, he's got a target on his back now. As soon as the series is over and he's just back in the real world doing some gaming, everybody's going to be out to beat him so that they could get his car seat.
Yeah. So how many races left, Jonathan?
Three races to go, and that includes the New Zealand Grand Prix, which is 35 laps, and that's going to be a really tough one in the heat.
Yeah, but so forget that it's hot down there now. I mean, it's miserable in Austin right now, but well, that's cool, man. That's great that you've got you don't have anybody running away with this and culminating in the New Zealand Grand Prix. But anybody else we should be looking for while you're down there now?
Well, I got some great stories for you. Remember we had Spike Kulbecker on the show before I left?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He's the American, yeah?
Yep, I just scrolled down and saw that American flag, yep.
Yep, he's signed to run with the F4 champions from New Zealand, Kiwi Motorsport.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Based,
I did see that.
They've also signed to partner him another Kiwi, Ronan Murphy, who is the son of Greg Murphy, who's one of the legends of V8 racing down here.
Okay, that's a good story. That'd be fun to watch.
Yep. So we've got to, and then the other big story is that we've got the Road to Indy Johnny Baker down here.
Oh yeah,
and
the guy that helps.
They have just signed. One of the Swedish drivers, 18-year-old Lucas Peterson, has just signed.
Oh, we lost him again. So yeah, look, it's as usual. The Toyota Racing Series has a bunch of cool drivers and a bunch of cool stories coming out of there. So that is always great to get up to speed on that. No pun intended. Hey, Jonathan, what about Chelsea Herbert, or however you say your last name?
Yeah, Chelsea Herbert. Unfortunately, she cracked a vertebrae in her back in a practice accident, and she's out. So she's been doing some commentary with me, but she's hoping to get back and do the series next year.
Okay, that's cool. And when I saw I knew there was a female racing, and I wanted to see how she was doing. But you know what, guys? Let's go ahead and take our first break, and we're going to continue the discussion a little bit later in the show. We're going to have Alex Lynn, who's racing in the World Endurance Championship with us. Listen to Speed City. We're in Austin, Texas, back after these messages.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers, the best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. Even take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
At Circle Brewing, the belief is less is more when it comes to brewing a better beer. You won't find any chemicals or additives, only water, malt, hops, and yeast, and absolutely nothing else. Just simple ingredients and outstanding taste. It's German purity with Texas ingenuity. Find the brews on tap all over town, in your favorite store, or drop by the tap room at 2340 West Breaker Lane, open Thursday and Friday nights and weekends. Log on to CircleBrewing.com. Circle Brewing Company. Born, bred, and brewed in Texas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hi there, my name's Derek Bell. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, so we've got IndyCar coming to Austin tomorrow, and then again, of course, for the actual race at Circuit of the Americas, and then we've got the World Endurance Championship coming in 2 weeks, but I want to talk a little Formula One first. Did you guys happen to see the Haas F1 livery release?
Yeah, yeah, it looks
cool,
good.
Right?
Yeah, I like that. It looks good.
Yeah, going back to their, I was going to say their roots, all the way back to 2016.
You can't say that 3 years
old. You know, well, you know what? I want to play this clip because this is just a short little clip from Gunther Steiner off their website, but he basically says that. So let's see and hear this from Gunther Steiner.
Early today, we launched the VF20 livery. We are back to the old days, which are not this old. We are back to the light gray. And we cannot wait to be out testing in Barcelona in a few days. And we hope the change or the back change of color takes us back to the results of that color, and really look forward to see what the car can do in Barcelona and then what we can do in Australia. And hopefully we score a lot of points.
I hope they're counting on more than the livery to do better than last year. But
tire changer has been retrained.
Yeah. Well, last year was a debacle, but I do like the car though. I think
it looks great.
Good.
Looks really good. We're seeing it there. Gunther kind of became a different star because of the Netflix series, and yep. we just got word that is coming out, I believe, on the 28th of this month. That you'll see the new season, the 2019 season.
I know. Some of the drivers already were talking about that they had already seen some previews of it.
Yeah.
And it's going to have Ferrari and Mercedes.
There you go.
Drive to Survive. Let me see if they show a release date, but I know it's about to come up any day. If you didn't finish watching last year, or if you've never seen it, you got to watch that. It's awesome. But let's see what else. McLaren launched their car in IndyCar. Did you see that? They launched the livery and everything. So that was
nice.
What do you think? You know, it's got the what color that is? That orange is like papaya, I think they call it. Right.
I could see that. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not particularly a fan of that. I mean, I think of Halloween and fall colors. And
I love
pumpkin
it.
Spice, but okay.
I love it mainly just not necessarily the color, but I just love it that it's McLaren. And Jonathan, they've had that. That goes back to the beginning, right, with McLaren, that color.
Yes, the orange is the original Bruce McLaren color.
That's papaya, not orange.
Oh, excuse me.
So, yeah, they're going to be – that's with Pato O'Ward, who's – you know, based in San Antonio, right down the road,
right,
and Oliver Askew, of course. But I love it. I think it's a good looking car, and I am really looking forward to seeing the windscreens.
It should be interesting. There's a lot of things coming to it. So, and I'm excited. You know, AJ Foyt down the road picks up Sebastian Bourdais as his team as well, and so that's going to be good. I'm interested. He's only going to run, I think, five of the races. Dalton Kellett, who we had on a couple of years ago when he was coming up in the road to Mazda, is also going to be on with AJ Foyt this year. Should be interesting.
All right, back to Formula One. Les, you put in some in our show doc about some about the Miami race.
The Miami race. There's a lot of contention and everything about it. So if you're watching Super Bowl and seeing some of the media feeds around, there was actually a sizable protest and issue. There was actually an issue between the Super Bowl ticket scalpers and all of that, and the Formula One protesters that were trying to get the attention as well. Apparently, they got in a little tiff over some territory where they were going to show off things, but we'll say there's a preliminary agreement that Formula One is holding reserve a date for Miami as they're looking towards 2021. They haven't said when that date is, but they're keeping it there. The other thing is...
just don't have confidence yet, but...
Yeah, I agree. They've also agreed, and to help with negotiations there in Miami and hopefully come over the neighborhood issues, they're willing to alter the weekend schedule, and there won't be any racing until 3 p.m. on Friday. So, you know, where we usually hear things Friday morning and things of that nature, it's not going to happen until Friday afternoon. So they're definitely making some considerations to try to make this happen, and I hope they do somewhere. They altered the route that they were originally planning for as well around the course. And so still around Hard Rock Arena, but still working through things. So I like the fact that Liberty Media is driving some flexibility with through Formula One to accommodate this. It's the only way it's going to happen.
Awesome. I mean, the fact that they're still going at it, and trying to make concessions. I said to you before we went on air, do you think Bernie would have made any of these concessions? No.
Absolutely not. You know, the one thing that I see is, okay, you just had Super Bowl, and we know a lot of folks that were there at Super Bowl, and that's a big impact in that same neighborhood. Honestly, I don't think Formula One is going to disrupt the community as much as Super Bowl does. It's just my thoughts on
it. I would think that too. I don't know why, but I mean, it's probably similar, but anyway, I just hope we get it to happen. I think that'd be great. And I don't know, Jonathan, you said before you get on the air, what other city? I mean, I don't know where else. I don't have any clue of where else they try. I think we may have lost Jonathan, but hey, you know what? Somebody just tweeted at us. Todd tweeted at us, and he reminded me, we joked about the Oscars, but you got Ford versus Ferrari tonight, right?
There you go.
They're up for four Oscars. It's, you know, it's, yeah. So it is, that's something to watch the Oscars for. At least I'm not going to watch them, but I'll end up checking it out.
Hey, Jonathan, you've got some connections down where you are now that had some interest in Ford versus Ferrari back in the day. How's the movie being received down there?
Yeah.
They love it. They love it. I mean, obviously, the patron of the Toyota Racing Series was Chris Amon, who won that day with Bruce McLaren. So it was two Kiwis, and Ken Miles, who's the star of the film, was with another Kiwi, so Denny Hulme. So, yeah, I mean, it's very well received down here. Obviously, they want to have more information on the Kiwis, but they love it. To answer your question, I think they need to do Formula One on an East Coast. If it's not Miami, it needs to be New York, Washington. And if it's not either of those, it needs to be California.
Ooh, Jonathan, what if it was Washington, D.C., around the monuments? Think of all the scenery there that would be so iconic for a race.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they didn't get too big a crowd.
This is not a political show. We're not going there.
No.
Okay. Yeah, Jonathan, I think the coasts are the obvious ones. And I had never thought about Washington, D.C., but I don't know. Why not?
I like it.
What else on our list tonight, boys? We got our interview with Alex Lynn coming up here in a second. But
hey, we mentioned the IndyCar testing going on this week.
Yep.
It is $20 to get in if you haven't already bought your IndyCar race tickets. And so still a cheap way to get in, run around. Going to be pretty open. The weather's going to certainly impact the schedule, so you get what you can there. Hey, but another thing, along IndyCar topic, our buddy Willie T. Ribbs, Uppity, has been released on Netflix, so you don't have to go anywhere else. Just jump in on Netflix and see it. Really is good. I've had a lot of folks talking about that they didn't realize everything that went on. And it was like, well, you never do. But great to see the background there. And Willie's just a fun guy.
You know how I found out? I found out that it was the day they announced it. I was on Netflix, and Netflix fed it up to me. As you know, you may like this. I was like, whoa, there it is.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I know we got to see a preview of it, but yeah, by the way, if you have not seen Uppity, it is really, really good. It is such a compelling story, but the production is really good, too. You know, it's Adam Carolla and his team. But yeah, like you were saying, Les, if you buy your tickets for Indy on the race on April 24, 26, you get to get in to the testing this week for free. But we still had a couple of Formula One stories that we didn't touch on yet. And one of them is the China GP, right, in jeopardy because.
You know, the coronavirus, not to be confused with a corona hangover, the Chinese GP is definitely
That's
at
terrible.
Risk. It is terrible. Sorry, I stretched for that one. It's It is definitely on the rocks on this, and that is something that we've got to watch. And certainly, you know, if the coronavirus is as serious as it is, I already saw that cruise ships are avoiding China because of the proliferation of it already. So they're already skipping it. I have a feeling this one is off. Now, there was also rumor that is there a possibility to get the German Grand Prix to step in. I don't know if they can turn around that quick, if there's enough for either one of the possible locations in Germany to step in. But hey, sounds great to me. Just don't know if it's soon enough and they've got enough time out there to get it.
Yeah, I don't know. This is really crazy the way it's affecting all these different, because MotoGP, right? Also, was it MotoGP that canceled a race?
Yes, MotoGP as well.
Yeah, so you were talking, just, I know we haven't done a lot with MotoGP lately, but the testing's going on right now, aren't they?
Had some testing. I saw on Friday, Yamaha had the fastest Friday this week. I haven't seen any updates on the others, been focusing on the other items, but should be interesting. Should be interesting. Obviously, we're excited for MotoGP to come through here in April.
Yep, as usual. Let's see, what else? Les, what about when we interviewed Chase Carey here in Austin, CEO of Formula One, he talked about how much of a big deal that sustainability and how that was a focus for Formula One. And yeah. But what about this completely carbon neutral, that there was some recent news about that?
There is. So Formula One and the FIA have joined the United Nations Climate Action Framework, and that is that's a global activation program to reduce, you know, carbon emissions, things of that nature, just really trying to clean up the air and the environment. So they've joined to be carbon neutral by 2030 for Formula One. That doesn't mean they're going to be 100% electric. It means technology and the emissions are going to be driven towards a safer environment, cleaner air around the events, all of that type of thing. Really just changing everything as we have seen others do it. MotoGP's, you know, done quite a bit as well. The idea is it will also promote education about the climate, promoting the sustainable and responsible consumption of products, things like that. It's really a good program. I mean, it's not going to kill this sport. So don't worry. I know the sky is falling type. We're worried that now they're killing it.
Well, in fact, I was actually, that's one reason why I wanted you to talk about the story, because I saw so much chatter on Twitter about that story and then how everybody was saying that it's going to kill the sport. It's going to become like horse racing is now, you know, where it's, yeah, it's a, you know, a fringe more or less, and even more so than it is, I guess. But anyway, I don't know.
The sky is not falling. Mm. We'll keep racing.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to play our interview that we did yesterday with Alex Lynn, the factory Aston Martin driver, who's going to be here in Austin in just about 10 days or so to race in the World Endurance Championship back here at COTA. So we'll play that after this break. You're listening to Speed City in Austin, Texas, back after these messages.
Super Lap Battle USA is back at the Circuit of Americas February 15th and 16th. It's the ultimate time attack challenge where top drivers compete for the fastest lap times in fully tuned track-built cars. Lone Star Drift ride-alongs, Grid Life Touring Cup race, food trucks, a car show, and more. Don't miss Australian drivers Brett Diggy and Barton Maurer, and see the Life Motorsports Nissan GTR back to defend its time of 207.181. Admission is only $10 for the whole weekend of family fun. More at superlapbattleusa.com.
When you're looking for traditional Tex-Mex, look no further than an Austin favorite, One in a Million. Serving original family recipes since 1980 and located just minutes from downtown at 2300 East Cesar Chavez, One in a Million has your Tex-Mex fix every day of the week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Breakfast is served all day. Homemade migas, enchiladas, and menudo. And try the Don Juan taco. Some say it's big enough to feed a family of four. One in a Million. Online at oneinamillion.com.
Talk 1370. This is Alex Gurney. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back. The music, the Rolling Stones coming to Circuit of the Americas.
I bet Jonathan is already practicing his, like, strut.
May 24th, and it's not going to be at the Austin 360 or whatever.
Nope.
No, it's a new name for the theater.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be at the amphitheater. It's going to be at the super stage.
So when you're here for Formula One and you see the giant shows going on out the, what somebody once called the peninsula, out at the very tip of the track, that is where it is, that giant track area. Tickets go on sale Valentine's Day. Yeah, that'll sweeten up that day for somebody.
$98. It's for a big, giant, you know, name like the Rolling Stones.
I'll say I've paid a lot more than that, having seen them several times.
Have you?
And, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's...
I saw them... Wow. This was...
Like
at the Astrodome. That's a long time ago, baby.
I required my three teenage daughters at the time to go see them. And they walked out of those... They liked it. They enjoyed it. For those old guys bouncing around, gosh, can you imagine that now?
That's cool. All right, well, let's go into this interview. This interview is with Alex Lynn. He's the factory Aston Martin race driver, and he's going to be here in Austin for the World Endurance Championship February 22nd, 23rd. Let's play Alex Lynn.
Very excited to have our next guest. We have one of the most versatile race drivers on the planet. We have Alex Lynn. Alex, welcome to Speed City.
Hi, guys. Yeah, thanks very much. That's quite an intro.
Your career has really been very interesting. You have raced so many things, from testing in Formula One to Formula E to all these different series all over the planet. And it's really great to have you in the World Endurance Championship, and excited to have you come into Austin.
I'm really, really excited to come back. I raced in the World Endurance Championship in Austin in 2017, I believe, and before that I was there for the Formula One, and it's a place I really love, so I'm just very excited to come back.
You guys haven't been here in a little while. I say you guys, the World Endurance Championship has not. What does everybody think about coming to Circuit of the Americas again?
Honestly, I think everyone's very excited. It's quite, I would say, it's different because the place itself, Austin, as a place is so lovely, and we enjoy coming there so much that it's sort of like, I mean, the track's great as well, but it's the place that it is that sort of makes the race for us, which is quite different from any other event that we go to, actually.
That's good to hear. We feel that about our city. I mean, it is really a popular city now. It's actually a pretty popular vacation destination spot. And growing up here, I would have never thought that, but it's good to hear that. Well, look, you're a factory Aston Martin race driver now. I talked about your career, but just saying those words, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels nice. I feel very privileged to get to represent a brand like Aston Martin on, you know, ways at the moment the highest stage in which we compete as a brand. So, I mean, I'm extremely privileged to get to represent a team like that.
Well, let's talk about the Aston Martin machine that you're going to be driving, because, you know, when you just say that, when you say the words Aston Martin and you get to drive a car with that brand on it, that's got to be awesome.
Oh, it's really, really cool. And I think, I think it stands for so many things, but also, you know, how the car looks, how it sounds, all of these things are so synonymous with what it means to drive an Aston Martin, whether it's... whether if you own a road car or get to drive a racing car, like they've always got that same sort of soul within the car, if you know what I mean.
It's one of those brands with the mystique, cachet, or whatever you want to call it. It's one of the most exciting brands in automotive, of all of automotive brands.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I think, like I said, when you get trusted with the heritage and sort of the prestige of that brand, as a team, it's quite a heavy shirt when you wear it. You know, when you put on the Aston Martin shirt to go and race. So I think from that side, we try and do our best to make sure we continue the prestigious heritage that our brand has.
Well, let's talk about your season so far. You guys, in the new style, the super season they call it, which I think is a great way to do it, with the season culminating in the 24 Hours of Le Mans. But talk about the season so far.
So far, we've actually had a very successful season. So we are leading the Manufacturers Championship. So Aston Martin are leading that, which is great, which is important for us as a brand. And then in our car, myself and my teammate, Maxime Martin, we've had a 100% podium rate. So we've been on the podium every single race. But we are third in the Drivers' Championship. So there's still a bit of room for us, but I think we feel very... I don't want to sound too confident, but I think the race is coming up, Austin, Sebring, and then when we move back to Europe. But certainly these next two in North America, we feel like it does suit our car quite well. So it goes without saying that we need to try and seize the opportunity in these next two races.
Yeah, I was looking at your career, and you've had some success here in the United States at Sebring. You won the 12 hours there in, 2017?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, in the Wayne Taylor Racing Cadillac. With Jordan and Ricky. So yeah, mm-hmm. that really, really special moment for me. Good fun times.
I wish that my co-host Jonathan Green were here with me, because he was very excited to hear you were coming on the show, because he called, I think, one of the most interesting races that you've won, and that's the Macau Grand Prix back in 2013. He was the commentator for that race.
That's correct. Yeah, no, that's correct. Oh, honestly, I think that's... that day was, I think, probably the biggest moment in my career. So yeah, very, very special day. Yeah, very emotional for me just thinking about that day. Even when I watch like videos back and look at pictures and stuff.
Yeah, to me, it's one of the most interesting races, and so many amazing names that have come through that. It's got to feel good to be on that list.
I think it's honestly, without trying to dramatize it too much, I think that race really changed my career onto a different path that it probably wouldn't have done if I hadn't have won it. Off the back of that, I got signed by Red Bull. and then, it really did set a trajectory to trying to go to Formula One. And I feel very privileged to have succeeded in that race. And that day, it really, really, really did change my life.
Well, because Jonathan is a part of our show and has been the commentator for that race for so many years, we get it, and we feel like that is one of the most special races around the world. And
no, it is. I think for any junior driver, I don't know. I mean, the circuit itself it's a street circuit, obviously in Macau, which is a small island off of. Mainland China, but the race it's sort of come up just because of the let's say the amazing circuit, which obviously goes through the streets, but it's actually a very high speed street circuit, which is quite uncommon, and the flow that it has just means that the circuit itself is so nice to drive, but also fast, and any small mistake, obviously with the speed of the corners, it costs you. So let's say for any young driver, it's really the race to prove yourself or to try and arrive and put yourself on the map.
I want to talk a little bit more about your career, because I think it was 2015, you were a development driver for the Williams F1 team. And there's been some things in the news lately. I guess it was Aiken and Dan Ticktum, both being signed by the Williams F1 team. Talk about what that means when, at that point in those guys' career, they got to be, you've done it. You've been there, done that.
It's hard to know, really, because I'd say Williams are in a very different place right now to when I was there. When I was there, they'd come off the back of finishing third in the Constructors' Championship a couple of years in a row. And they had Valtteri Bottas driving for them and Felipe Massa, so world-class driver lineup. It was really a team that's, they were, to be honest, outperforming their budget.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I've still got a lot of friends that are there, so I really, really hope that they find some form. It would be really great to see them challenging again.
Yeah, it's true. They're in a different spot, and hopefully they'll turn that thing around. I think everybody wants to see Williams do well in F1. But well, let's switch back to the World Endurance Championship, because really, as a driver, where you are now, I mean, looking at your career, there's so many paths for a race driver, but you have a fantastic spot right now because, like we talked about, the brand, but, you know, really World Endurance Championship with the 24-hour Le Mans being part of that, it's really, I feel it's, to me, it's like the pinnacle of sports car racing. And it's that, you know, that's an amazing place for a driver to end up, you know, but how do you feel about that?
I think, honestly, there's a real like romance in endurance racing that you can't really, it's weird because you don't get it in any other like sprint championship and stuff. I mean, you do, but there's something about endurance racing that, there's a real romance to it. You know, you share this car with two other guys and, you gut yourself for hours on end and you give everything. And then someone else gets in and he gives everything, you know, for hours and hours and hours on end in the hope that you're going to make it to the end and be the one lucky enough to win. And actually, to be honest, a lot of the times you don't. And to be, you know, fortunate enough to win a 24-hour race. I mean, I've never done it yet. I hope they get to know the feeling. But, you know, it's cruel and it's heartbreaking. And, you know, it's actually when you get to the end of a 24-hour race, when you look around the paddock, I mean, there's not many people that are still smiling because, you know, only one can win, but you have to invest everything into it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk
1370. This is Alex Gurney. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back. The music, the Rolling Stones coming to Circuit of the Americas.
I bet Jonathan is already practicing his, like, strut.
May 24th, and it's not going to be at the Austin 360 or whatever. No, it's a new name for the theater.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be at the amphitheater. It's going to be at the Super Stage.
So when you're here for Formula One and you see the giant shows going on out the, what somebody once called the peninsula, out at the very tip of the track, that is where it is, that giant track area. Tickets go on sale Valentine's Day. Yeah, that'll sweeten up that day for somebody.
$98. It's for a big, giant, you know, name like the Rolling Stones.
I'll say I've paid a lot more than that, having seen them several times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's...
I saw them... Wow. This was...
Like
at the Astrodome. That's a long time ago, baby.
I required my... three teenage daughters at the time to go see him. And they walked out of those. They liked it. They enjoyed it. For those old guys bouncing around, gosh, can you imagine that now?
That's cool. All right, well, let's go into this interview. This interview is with Alex Lynn. He's the factory Aston Martin race driver, and he's going to be here in Austin for the World Endurance Championship February 22nd, 23rd. Let's play Alex Lynn.
Very excited to have our next guest. We have one of the most versatile race drivers on the planet. We have Alex Lynn. Alex, welcome to Speed City.
Hi, guys. Yeah, thanks very much. That's quite an intro.
Your career has really been very interesting. You have raced so many things, from testing in Formula One to Formula E to all these different series all over the planet. And it's really great to have you in the World Endurance Championship and excited to have you come into Austin.
I'm really, really excited to come back. I raced in the World Endurance Championship in Austin in 2017, I believe. And before that, I was there for the Formula One. And it's a place I really love. So I'm just very excited to come back.
You guys haven't been here in a little while. I say you guys, the World Endurance Championship has not. What does everybody think about coming to Circuit of the Americas again?
Honestly, I think everyone's very excited. It's different because the place itself, Austin as a place is so lovely, and we enjoy coming there so much that it's sort of like, I mean, the track's great as well, but it's the place that it is that sort of makes the race for us, which is quite different from any other event that we go to, actually.
That's good to hear. We feel that about our city. I mean, it is really a popular city now. It's actually a pretty popular vacation destination spot. And growing up here, I would have never thought that. But yeah, it's good to hear that. Well, look, you're a factory Aston Martin race driver now. I talked about your career, but just saying those words, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels nice. I feel very privileged to get to represent a brand like Aston Martin on, you know, what is at the moment the highest stage in which we compete as a brand. So, I mean, I'm extremely privileged to get to represent a team like that.
Well, let's talk about the Aston Martin machine that you're going to be driving, because, you know, when you just say that, when you say the words Aston Martin and you get to drive a car with that brand on it, that's got to be awesome.
Oh, it's really, really cool. And I think, I think it stands for so many things, but also, you know, how the car looks, how it sounds, you know, all of these things are so synonymous with what it means to drive an Aston Martin, whether if you own a road car or get to drive a racing car. Like, they've always got that same sort of soul within the car, if you know what I mean.
It's one of those brands with the mystique, cachet, or whatever you want to call it. It's one of the most exciting brands in automotive, of all of automotive brands.
No, it really is. And I think, like I said, when you get trusted with the heritage and sort of the prestige of that brand, you know, as a team, we, you know, it's quite a heavy shirt when you wear it, you know, when you put on the Aston Martin shirt to go and race. So I think from that side, we try and do our best to make sure we continue the prestigious heritage that our brand has.
Well, let's talk about your season so far. You guys, you know, in the new style, the super season, they call it, which I think is a great way to do it, with the season culminating in the 24 Hours of Le Mans. But talk about the season so far.
So far, we've actually had a very successful season. So we are leading the Manufacturers' Championship. So Aston Martin are leading that, which is great, is important for us as a brand. And then in our car, myself and my teammate, Maxime Martin, we've had a 100% podium rate. So we've been on the podium every single race. But we are third in the Drivers' Championship. So there's still a bit of room for us, but I think we feel very, I don't want to sound too confident, but I think the race is coming up, Austin, Sebring, and then when we move back to Europe, but certainly these next two in North America, we feel like it does suit our car quite well. So it goes without saying that we need to try and seize the opportunity in these next two races.
Yeah, I was looking at your career, and you've had some success here in the United States at Sebring. You won the 12 hours there in, what, 2017?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, in the Wayne Taylor Racing Cadillac. With Jordan and Ricky. So yeah, mm-hmm. That really, really special moment for me. Good fun times.
I wish that my co-host Jonathan Green were here with me, because he was very excited to hear you were coming on the show, because he called, I think, one of the most interesting races that you've won, and that's the Macau Grand Prix back in 2013. He was the commentator for that race.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Oh, honestly, I think that's that day was, I think, probably the biggest moment in my career. So yeah, very, very special day. Yeah, very emotional for me just thinking about that day. Even when I watch like videos back and look at pictures and stuff.
To me, it's one of the most interesting races, and so many amazing names that have come through that. It's got to feel good to be on that list.
I think it's honestly, you know, without trying to dramatize it too much, I think that that race really changed my career onto a different path that it probably wouldn't have done if I hadn't have won it. You know, off the back of that, I got signed by Red Bull. and then, you know, it really did set a trajectory to, well, to trying to go to Formula One. And I feel very privileged to have succeeded in that race. And that day, it really did change my life.
Well, you know, because Jonathan is a part of our show and has been the commentator for that race for so many years, we get it. And we feel like that is one of the most special races around the world. And
no, it is. I think for any junior driver, I don't know. I mean, the circuit itself it's a street circuit, obviously in Macau, which is a small island off of mainland China. But the race it's sort of come up just because of the let's say the amazing circuit, which obviously goes through the streets, but it's actually a very high speed street circuit, which is quite uncommon, and the flow that it has just means that the circuit itself is so nice to drive, but also fast. And you know, any small mistake, obviously with the speed of the corners, it costs you. So let's say for any young driver, it's really the race to prove yourself or to try and arrive and put yourself on the map.
I want to talk a little bit more about your career, because I think it was, 2015, you were a development driver for the Williams F1 team. And there's been some things in the news lately. I guess it was Aiken and Dan Ticktum both being signed by the Williams F1 team. Talk about what that means when, at that point in those guys' career. They got to be, you know, you've done it. You've been there, done that.
It's hard to know, really, because I'd say Williams are in a very different place right now to when I was there. When I was there, they'd come off the back of finishing third in the Constructors' Championship a couple of years in a row. And they had Valtteri Bottas driving for them and Felipe Massa, so you know, world-class driver lineup. So, you know, it was really a team that's, they were, to be honest, outperforming their budget.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I've still got a lot of friends that are there, so I really, really hope that they find some form. It would be really great to see them challenging again.
Yeah, it's true. They're in a different spot, and hopefully they'll turn that thing around. I think everybody wants to see Williams do well in F1. But well, let's switch back to the World Endurance Championship, because really, as a driver, where you are now, I mean, looking at your career, there's so many paths for a race driver, but you have a fantastic spot right now because, like we talked about, the brand, but, you know, really, World Endurance Championship with the 24-hour Le Mans being part of that, it's really, I feel, it's to me, it's like the pinnacle of sports car racing, and it's that, you know, that's an amazing place for a driver to end up, you know, but how do you feel about that?
I think, honestly, there's a real like romance in endurance racing that you can't really. It's weird because you don't get it in any other like sprint championship and stuff. I mean, you do, but there's something about endurance racing that, there's a real romance to it. You know, you share this car with two other guys, and you gut yourself for hours on end, and you give everything. And then someone else gets in and he gives everything, you know, for hours and hours and hours on end in the hope that you're going to make it to the end and be the one lucky enough to win. And actually, to be honest, a lot of the times you don't. And to be, you know, fortunate enough to win a 24-hour race. I mean, I've never done it yet. I hope they'll get to know the feeling. But, you know, it's cruel and it's heartbreaking. And, you know, it's actually when you get to the end of a 24-hour race, when you look around the paddock, I mean, there's not many people that are still smiling because, you know, only one can win, but you have to invest everything into it, which is sort of, when you're doing it, you don't feel any romance, but certainly afterwards you're like, you know, there is a sense of achievement that you've given everything for it, which is what I personally love about endurance racing.
You know, I love the way you put that, because, and you're not the only one that feels that way. Hollywood just spent a lot of money to produce a fantastic film, you know, Ford versus Ferrari, nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. But I think it was just as much the story as acting or anything else. You know, they put a lot of money into all the cars and all the making it realistic. But the story itself of that, you know, massive 24-hour race, and I think there is a lot of romance. I completely agree with you. And I think it is unique in racing, and you got to be excited about that. But, well, so let's turn back to Austin here, coming back to Circuit of the Americas. And you talked about the city, you like that, but let's talk about the track itself. What do you think of when you think of Circuit of the Americas?
Well, I think the last few years, I would say bumpy. We're gonna find out, I guess our first reference will be this week when IndyCar test. Next week, and then we're going to know how the new resurfacing is. If it's much faster, I'm assuming it's going to be faster. I think actually it's going to be a bit of a voyage into the unknown for us, because obviously a lot has changed on the circuit. So we've got our usual references. It's a fast and flowing circuit. The first sector is very fast indeed, which I'm excited for our car, because I think it's very good in the high speed corners. And then obviously it tightens up through sector 2 and 3. I like the last sector a lot, with the fast, almost like triple right hander, then into the second to last corner, the fast left, and then into a slower one at the last corner. That sequence is my favorite on the whole circuit, actually, which is, I think most people like the first sequence, but actually the last bit, I really like that.
You know, it's funny, when you ask, we've asked hundreds of race drivers about COTA. And it's similar to when you ask fans about where they like to sit. You'll ask fans and they'll say, no, I have been up on turn 15 at the top, and that is the best seat in racing. And then you'll ask the next guy, no way, turn 1 is where I want to be. Well, drivers are the same way. They love, you know, that climb to the top and turn 1, or the S's in the back. But I think that just is a testament to how good the track is. But I want to go back to what you said about the surface, because we were out there last weekend, and they had just finished the resurfacing, and there was some cars testing. There was some Porsche GT3 Cup cars and a couple other different cars. And I talked to a gentleman who is a gentleman driver and has raced this circuit a lot, actually quite a bit. And he said, wow, it is so smooth. It feels like 2012 again.
Okay. So I mean, just already hearing that, I think it's going to be interesting for us, because you know what we actually find is whenever a circuit's brand new, when it's got brand new tarmac, there usually is a bit of a sweet spot for the first few months especially before summer hits. Then it's like it's got this sort of like golden patch of grip once you go through like a heat cycle of the summer. And I don't know if it's then like all the oils from the tarmac actually comes out, and then to be honest, it becomes slipperier. But when it's freshly laid, there's a real sweet spot where it's just so grippy and so fast. So I think that's my prediction anyway. I could be totally wrong, but let's see what lap times IndyCar do next week and see where it's at.
Well, see, I just gave you a piece of intel that some of the other drivers don't have. So there you go. So
there you go. Yeah, yeah. No, honestly, it's really interesting. Already my mind's like sort of fast forward, you know.
But what about the bumps in circuits like that? You know, some of the drivers were telling me, they say, well, you know what? It gives the track character, and they actually like that, because they find a spot that maybe they think they have an advantage there because they know how to navigate through the bump there, where maybe someone else doesn't. What about that?
It's a weird one, actually, because it's one of my favorite circuits is Sebring. I mean, for obvious reasons, but it's, I don't know why, but it's almost like all the bumps there, they sort of feel quite natural. And I think maybe when a circuit, you know, starts to develop different bumps and stuff like that, maybe it sometimes doesn't feel right in a corner. So it's like it's a hard one to explain, because sometimes it feels right, a bump, you know, because it sort of can move the car for you and do something you want it to do, or it doesn't. So then it then sort of like makes it quite difficult to judge. But I think in I think at COTA, the big thing was causing damage, which I think wasn't ideal. So I think that's the only thing that it needs to rectify, in my opinion.
I think that was only in the last year or so, but yes, and that when you're damaging cars, potentially putting drivers in danger, you got to do something about it. So, but it looks like
that was the only thing for me.
Yeah, and I saw the piles and piles of removed asphalt. You wouldn't have I was astounded by how much they pulled up. So that obviously that to me is prepping for the future. You know, you're not just removing the top 6 inches or whatever. They removed a lot of asphalt, so it's going to be interesting.
Really great.
So let's talk a little bit about the car itself, you know, the drivetrain and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a turbocharged engine. So that was a new thing for me. It was the first GT racing car that I'd raced with a turbocharged engine. And obviously that was a new thing for Aston Martin because the mm-hmm. previous generation car was normally aspirated, so that gives us a different sort of edge to our sword, really. But it's proving extremely reliable. We finished I personally finished every 24-hour race I've done with Aston Martin. A touch wood continued, but genuinely we've had an extremely reliable car, and I think it's been very competitive as well, obviously leading the manufacturers championship. But I mean, there's no getting away from it that come June this year, you'll be our third Le Mans with the car. I think we're all very motivated to really, really show what it can do now. I think that's going to be the main thing for us.
Well, we're excited to see that car in action in Austin, and really excited to have you coming back to Austin. And we'll tell everybody what to look for, what you know, the color and the number of your car, and maybe even some of your social media, so they know where to follow you.
Yeah, so I drive the number 97 Aston Martin Pro car with Maxime Martin, who's my partner in crime. You sort of can't really miss it, actually. Our car is lime green with like a bit of a zebra stripe. But I'm sure they won't be happy with me describing it like that, but it is a bit of a zebra stripe.
I'm looking at a picture. Yeah, it's cool.
You get what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, you can't miss this, really. Just this lime green zebra just coming around. But I think it's going to be a great race. Honestly, it's going to be great. I can't wait to come back to Austin itself, and then obviously to the track. And I think it's always so much fun when you come to a race, just looking forward to being there. So, I mean, if anybody wants to give me a follow on social media, my Instagram handle is @AlexLynnRacing. Pretty simple. But honestly, I think I can't wait.
Well, thank you for coming on Speed City. We really appreciate it, and we want to wish you the best of luck when you get here to Austin and the rest of the season, all the way up to Le Mans. And we'll definitely look you up here in the paddock when you get here.
Definitely. Cheers, mate.
Man, I really enjoyed that interview. Him talking about the romance of endurance racing. I hadn't really thought of that word, but it really does work. And you know, we're sitting here talking about Ford versus Ferrari so much, but it captured that romance of endurance racing. And I think he really hit the nail on the head. And then when he talked also about, he was emotional. How he was getting emotional talking about the Macau Grand Prix when he won that, how it changed his career. I enjoyed that interview a lot.
There's so much respect amongst the racers for Macau. It's a like no other event.
All right, well, let's take our last break. And when we come back, we're going to continue the motorsport discussion. Listen to Speed City live from Austin, Texas, back after this break.
Winding Road Racing is your first and best choice for all the essentials for a great weekend at the track. We're racers, and we love helping racers. With a full selection of racing gear in stock, get geared up with all the safety equipment needed to meet all the latest Snell, FIA, and SFI regulations. Outfit your car with a comprehensive lineup of racing necessities, and when you need to find a few more tents, turn to data acquisition systems from AIM Sports, V-Box, and others. Austin-based with shops in California, Georgia, and Kentucky, the source for all your racing needs. Winding Road Racing, WindingRoadRacing.com.
Super Lap Battle USA is back at the Circuit of Americas February 15th and 16th. It's the ultimate time attack challenge where top drivers compete for the fastest lap times in fully tuned track-built cars. Lone Star Drift ride-alongs, Grid Life Touring Cup race, food trucks, a car show, and more. Don't miss Australian drivers Brett Dickey and Barton Maurer. And see the Life Motorsports Nissan GTR back to defend its time of 207.181. Admission is only $10 for the whole weekend of family fun. More at SuperLapBattleUSA.com.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Hi, I'm Andrea Dovizioso, and this is Speed to the City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Thank you, Andrea Dovizioso, for bringing us back. Les Kaiser, yeah. You were at a CODA yesterday. What were you doing, man?
Oh, man, I was having fun. I was going through all of the garages, checking out the teams. There were teams here for SCCA, a big event, and we just heard Winding Road mentioned during that break. I stopped by and saw Steven from Winding Road loaded with gear right there. So, you know,
well, they have
you
a forget little- it. Little booth essentially set up.
Yeah,
that's
it was
cool.
Great. You know, if you forgot something and you got to the track, go down and see Steven there. You know, Winding Road's always trackside, so that's great. But also met a guy that is writing some articles for Porsche, for some Porsche magazines. And spent some time with him, and he just interviewed me about the Circuit of the Americas and what this means to sports car owners, whether they're amateur or professionals.
Cool. Yeah, and speaking of that, it's like that guy who was out there racing last weekend. He was 78 years old.
Oh, yeah. Dieter.
Dieter, that was his name, yeah. Peter. Anyway, he's racing his 1979 11, and then the brand new Porsche 911 GT3 Cups right next to it in the same garage. That was
absolutely
cool.
Hey, speaking of Porsche, Carrera of the Americas is coming up February 28th to March 1st. You'll hear Speed City voices around that weekend. That's a giant Porsche regional event coming out, and
awesome.
So have a good time.
When
with
is it?
That is February 28th to March 1st weekend. Another great event. Speed City is broadcast partners and media partners for the Ride Drive Give event 2020. It's benefiting the Center for Child Protection. Really a great cause there. April 30th. We're going to put that link out. We hope you'll participate in that. Anywhere from come out and go for a ride with somebody on the Formula One track, or get in with a race car driver and go for a ride in a hypercar, or bring your own and drive it for yourself.
I gotta read more about this because I don't understand how it all works, but it's centerforchildprotection.org.
You bet.
And we'll put out the full link. It's just, they've got, if you click their events button, I think
you bet. It's known as Ride Drive Give 2020. And so definitely a great thing. April 30th is the day on the track, but there's some social events around that time frame as well. Proud to support that cause as well.
Hey, I just saw, I was checking Twitter for Ford versus Ferrari. It's so funny. I don't pay enough attention to all the Academy and Oscars. I don't even know all the differences, but the fact that
I still don't know who Oscar is.
Yeah, the fact that Ford versus Ferrari is nominated. So I was just checking, and when I was scrolling down, I saw Adam Carolla. You know, he was, I guess, producer, or his company did Uppity. And
yep,
he,
Ace Productions, yeah.
Yeah, and he said that it's trending the number one slot. And I just checked my phone. That's the quickest way to look at Netflix. And sure enough, I at least see Uppity right there on the trending page. So how cool is that? To have
love
his,
it.
To have... I
love that there is, you know, great motorsports contents in the theaters and on the big screens. It's it's quality.
Think about what we've talked about tonight, the new Netflix series, the second season of Netflix series, Drive to Survive for Formula One, Uppity the movie for and is now hitting, had just hit Netflix, and of course the Oscars tonight with Ford versus Ferrari.
You bet. Come on, good luck with that one, folks.
One story I did want to talk about before we wrap up, and that is Lance Stroll made a purchase.
A little bit of one. Actually, I think Dad probably did.
Yeah, did I say Lance?
You did say Lance.
Lawrence. Sorry.
And so Lawrence, you know, has quite a bit of swagger in the motorsports world. Apparently,
quite a bit of money in the bank.
Yeah, and Ferraris in the garages, things like that. Well, apparently he made a sizable investment. And now has about 18% of the Aston Martin name, and that's why you're sitting it on the grid the way it is with Racing Point. That it is now rebranded to Racing Point and Aston Martin.
Yeah, and just to be clear, it was apparently as head of a consortium that put in 182 million pounds into the iconic but struggling Aston Martin, wow, car maker Aston Martin. It's hard, you know, they've done so well lately. It's hard to think of them as struggling, but I know, any car manufacturer that's not the big boys,
you know, when
runs
they,
the risk of struggling.
When they opened that dealership here in Austin, we started seeing them roll into town. That's the hot car to have, the brand. It's so awesome.
I know. It's funny when I was talking to Alex Lynn about it. It is so true. It's really one of those amazing car brands that all of us car guys aspire to in one form or another. And, you know, what's really cool about some of the older ones, you can buy them that are 10 years old that still look pretty, pretty cool and really kind of current. I guess that's because I don't follow the brand super close. I don't know the models, but all right, we are just about out of time. Anything else you want to squeeze in before we shut her down, Les?
Hey, it's all going good. Motorsports starting up. Remember, get out to the Circuit of Americas this week for the open IndyCar test. Even if the weather's bad, come on out and check it out. $20 to get in. If you haven't bought your tickets, shame on you.
Yeah.
Instead, just buy your IndyCar race tickets and you get into this free.
Yeah, and we lost Jonathan. We didn't have a good connection, so we'll catch up with him. He'll be back next week, so we'll have him back in studio soon. We'll be out on the microphones for the World Endurance Championship February 22nd, 23rd, so listen for us there. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Ciao, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Hi, I'm Andrea Vizioso, and this is Speed to the City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Thank you, Andrea Divizioso, for bringing us back. Les Kaiser, you were at a CODA yesterday. What were you doing, man?
Oh, man, I was having fun. I was going through all of the garages, checking out the teams. There were teams here for SCCA, a big event, and we just heard Winding Road mentioned during that break. I stopped by and saw Steven from Winding Road loaded with gear right there. So, you know,
little booth essentially set up.
Yeah, that's it was cool. Great. You know, if you forgot something and you got to the track, go down and see Steven there. You know, Winding Road's always trackside, so that's great. But met a guy that is writing some articles for Porsche, for some Porsche magazines, and spent some time with him, and he just interviewed me about the Circuit of the Americas and what this means to sports car owners, whether they're amateur or professionals.
Cool. Yeah, and speaking of that, it's like that guy who was out there racing last weekend. He was 78 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Used to
Dieter.
Dieter, that was his name, yeah. Peter? Yeah. Or
Peter.
Peter. Anyway, but, and he's racing his 1979 11, and then the the of course, the brand new Porsche 911 GT3 Cups right next to it in the same garage. That was
absolutely
cool.
Hey, speaking of Porsche, Carrera of the Americas is coming up February 28th to March 1st. You'll hear Speed City voices around that weekend. That's a giant Porsche regional event coming out. And
awesome.
So have a good time.
When
with
is it?
That is February 28th to March 1st weekend. Another great event. Speed City is broadcast partners and media partners for the Ride Drive Give event 2020. It's benefiting the Center for Child Protection. Really a great cause there. April 30th. We're going to put that link out. We hope you'll participate in that. Anywhere from come out and go for a ride with somebody on the Formula One track or get in with a race car driver and go for a ride in a hypercar, or bring your own and drive it for yourself.
I gotta read more about this because I don't understand how it all works, but it's centerforchildprotection.org.
You bet.
And we'll put out the full link. It's just, they've got, if you click their events button, I think
you bet. It's known as Ride Drive Give 2020. And so definitely a great thing. April 30th is the day on the track, but there's some social events around that time frame as well. Proud to support that cause as well.
Hey, I just saw, I was checking Twitter for Ford versus Ferrari. It's so funny. I don't pay enough attention to all the Academy and Oscars. I don't even know all the differences, but the fact that
I still don't know who Oscar is.
Yeah, the fact that Ford versus Ferrari is nominated. So I was just checking, and when I was scrolling down, I saw Adam Carolla. You know, he was, I guess, producer, or his company did Uppity. And
yep,
he,
Ace Productions, yeah.
Yeah, and he said that it's trending the number one slot. And I just checked my phone. That's the quickest way to look at Netflix. And sure enough, I at least see Uppity right there on the trending page. So how cool is that? To have
love
his,
it.
To have... I
love that there is, you know, great motorsports contents in the theaters and on the big screens. It's, you know, it's quality.
Think about what we've talked about tonight. The new Netflix series, the second season of Netflix series, Drive to Survive for Formula One, Uppity the movie for, and is now hitting, had just hit Netflix. And of course, the Oscars tonight with Ford versus Ferrari.
You bet. Come on. Good luck with that one, folks.
One story I did want to talk about before we wrap up, and that is Lance Stroll made a purchase.
Little bit of one. Actually, I think Dad probably did.
Yeah, did I say Lance?
You did
Lawrence.
Say Lance. Lawrence.
Sorry.
And so Lawrence, you know, has quite a bit of swagger in the motorsports world. Apparently,
quite a bit of money in the bank. Too.
Yeah, yeah, and Ferraris in the garages, things like that. Well, apparently he made a sizable investment. And now has about 18% of the Aston Martin name, and that's why you're sitting it on the grid the way it is with Racing Point. That it is now rebranded to Racing Point and Aston Martin.
Yeah, and just to be clear, it was apparently as head of a consortium that put in 182 million pounds into the iconic but struggling Aston Martin,
wow,
car maker Aston Martin. It's hard, you know, they've done so well lately. It's hard to think of them as struggling, but I know, you know, any car manufacturer that's not the big boys,
you know, when
runs
they,
the risk of struggling.
When they opened that dealership here in Austin, we started seeing them roll into town. That's the hot car to have. The brand, it's so awesome.
I know. It's funny when I was talking to Alex Lynn about it. It is so true. It's really one of those amazing car brands that all of us car guys aspire to in one form or another. And you know, what's really cool about some of those, some of the older ones, you can buy them that are 10 years old that still look pretty, pretty cool and really kind of current. I guess that's because I don't follow the brand super close. I don't know the models, but all right, we are just about out of time. Anything else you want to squeeze in before we shut her down, Les?
Hey, it's all going good. Motorsports starting up. Remember, get out to the Circuit of Americas this week for the open IndyCar test. Even if the weather's bad, come on out and check it out. $20 to get in. If you haven't bought your tickets, shame on you.
Yeah.
Instead, just buy your IndyCar race tickets and you get into this free.
Yeah. And we lost Jonathan. We didn't have a good connection. So we'll catch up with him. He'll be back next week. So we'll have him back in studio soon. We'll be out on the microphones for the World Endurance Championship February 22nd, 23rd. So listen for us there. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week.
Ciao, y'all. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.